If we're ready, we can turn to number 64. Number 64. Okay, are we ready?
Number 64. Here we go.
Christ, the transforming light, touches his heart and mind, gives me the darkest night, making his glory shine.
Divine, all my nature refine. As he said, Jesus doesn't refine our nature. He
changes
it or whatever. Yeah. Okay. So then he changed it to, O thou Spirit divine, fill this temple of mine. Well, that works. I like that. So then we started singing it that way. And then I changed it to, O thou Spirit of grace, all my nature displace. See, so we've got three ways we can sing it. Let's try fill this temple of mine, okay?
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit,
fill this temple,
fill of mine, till the beauty of Jesus. Jesus be seen in me.
Once more, let
the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion, pure
spirit of grace. I'd be happy if Jesus did any one of those things.
Amen, right?
Praise God. The important thing is that there's more of Jesus seen in us. He must increase, but I must decrease.
Yes.
The world doesn't need you, the world needs Jesus in you. We've heard that, and that's so true, isn't it? I have nothing to offer the world that would make any lasting difference, but Jesus in me. That's what the world needs. Is there a song in this book that someone would say to yourself, we haven't sung this yet, and I would like to sing it, if Brother Kenny can play it with his violinist as accompaniment? Oh boy, let's see, Lisa. That's good. Sure, I can play that. Number 74, Spirit Divine, come in. Come in.
Lord, I am waiting at thy feet. My consecration is complete. Nothing from thee would I withhold. Let me thy glorious face behold. Empty of self and filled with thee. Spirit of God, abide with me.
Thank you.
Told the story many times, but I'm going to tell it one more many. Years ago, my parents needed some help. My dad wasn't well. My mother was elderly and trying to care for him. And so I spoke to my wife, Lily, and we prayed and felt that we should go out and try to help them. She homeschooled the children, and my church schedule was a little bit flexible. So after Sunday night meeting in Brooklyn, we packed up our bags and drove out to Long Island, and we lived with my parents for 3 days a week, and we'd come back to Canarsie and do it again. We did that for over a year. But before we moved out there, we had to make room for ourselves. There was my parents had a basement apartment, but it was all cluttered with my grandmother's things. After she passed away, they moved everything to my parents' house. And so my thought was that I was going to empty out that apartment, and we were going to hire a nurse to come and live there and take care of my parents. That was my original intention. And so we got a dumpster, and then during the day I would drive out there and I would throw things away that they didn't need, and so on. And one day, the thought came to me that I wasn't making room for a nurse, I was making room for myself, that we were supposed to move there. And I've often thought of that when Jesus touches upon things in my life and says, get rid of this, let go of this, you don't need this anymore. And then you wonder, well, what's happening? Is he just trying to make my life miserable and take things away from me? But what he's really doing is he's making room for himself so that he can move into our lives in a more wonderful way. And so when I think of that, when the Lord puts his finger on something in my life and convicts me and says, you don't need that anymore, let go of that, stop that, give that away, whatever it may be, it's not so threatening anymore, because I realize that Jesus is cleaning these things out of my life so that he can move in, so that he can move in. So it's an interesting way the Lord taught me that lesson, or impressed me with that truth. I thought I was making room for the nurse. I was making room for me to move in. And Jesus is making room for himself to fill us more greatly. And that's what we've been singing about. Emptied of self, filled with thee, right? Jesus empties us so that he can fill us. Doesn't just empty us, but then he wants to come and fill that void in our life. And what an exchange. I mean, all the junk that we got rid of, my parents didn't care about the junk that they got rid of. They were happy that we moved in, and they had their grandchildren, and of course me. No. But we were very happy to be of help for a time. Now they're both in heaven, and we look back and we don't regret any of those moments spent giving back to them for all that they gave to us. Praise God. And we will never regret anything that Jesus requires of us, but he will more than make it up to us with his own presence. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the one that said that our bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that you want to live in us. And Lord, we want you to come in your fullness. And if you're going to come in your fullness, then you have to make more room. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to trust you, Lord. To trust your dealings with us. To know, Lord, that you only want what's best for us. And Lord, whatever changes and whatever you require of us, it's only to make more room for yourself. And so, Lord, help us to gladly let these things go and let Jesus come in and fill us to overflowing, Lord. Oh, we want the beauty of Jesus to be seen in us. We want his fragrance to rest upon our lives. Oh, God, we want to be yielded vessels through which you can flow, through which the love of God can flow. And so thank you tonight, Lord. While we're here at camp, we know you're making room for yourself and you're moving in more greatly. And we're glad that when we go back home, that it'll be less of us that came to camp and more of Jesus that went home with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.